ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 8 चैप्टर नंबर 12 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 38। श्री भगवान उवाच दिष्ट्या तं विभुर श्रेष्ठ निष्ठामात्मना स्थितः यन्मे स्त्री रूपया स्वैरं मोहितो अप्यंग मायया। श्री भगवान उवाच। The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Dishtya, all auspiciousness, Tvam, unto you, Vibhura Shrestha, O best of the demigods, Swam, in your own, Nishtham, fixed situation, Atmana, of your own self, Sthitaha, you are situated. Yat is me, mine, stri rupaya, appearance like a woman, svairam, sufficiently, mohitaha, enchanted, appi, in spite of, anga, O Lord Shiva, mayaya, by my potency. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O best of the demigods, although you have been amply harassed because of my potency in assuming the form of a woman, you are established in your position. Therefore, may all good fortune be upon you. Since Lord Shiva is the best of the demigods, he is the best of all devotees, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. His exemplary character was therefore praised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gave his benediction by saying, May all good fortune be upon you. When the devotee becomes a little proud, the Supreme Lord sometimes exhibits His supreme power to dissipate the devotee's misunderstanding. After being amply harassed by Lord Vishnu's potency, Lord Shiva resumed his normal, unagitated condition. This is the position of a devotee. A devotee should not be agitated under any circumstances, even in the worst reverses. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 6 chapters, 22nd verse, Yasmin sthito na dukkhena gurunapi vichalet. Because of his full faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee is never agitated, even in the greatest trial. This pridelessness is possible only for the first class devotees, of whom Lord Shambhu is one. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Bhagavan Vacha Dishtyatvam Vibhuta Srishtat Swam Nishthatma Atmanasthitaha Yanme Sri Rupaya Svairam Mohito Apyanga Mayaya The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O best of the demigods, although you have been amply harassed because of my potency in assuming the form of a woman, you are established in your position. Therefore, may all good fortune be upon you. Srila Prabhupada is giving the example of the best of the devotees. He can be also allured by the potency of Lord Shri Krishna. Parasya Shaktir Vividhiya Sruyate Swabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. The Supreme Personalities of Godheads, Lord Shri Krishna is understood through his potencies. And his potencies are variegated. This variegated potencies are working under the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, there is no difference between Lord Shri Krishna and his potencies. Lord Krishna, who is the Paramatma dwelling in everyone's heart, can understand the conditioned nature of a devotee because he is engrossed in the influence of the three modes of material nature. A devotee has to be in the influence of the three modes of material nature as long as he is preaching. But at the same time, he should be situated in his own internal position. If this internal position is wavered by the influence of Krishna's yoga maya, but how long should it last? How long should it last? It should not last long. Because by the dint of devotional service, he comes to understand by Lord's internal potency of devotional service that he is rendering into his own natural position. Natural position of a devotee is always being subservient. So allurement can be there for Lord Shiva. It is just to break the false ego. So unless and until the false ego is smashed, we will never gain this our innate natural constitutional service, uninterrupted. Devotional service is supposed to be unmotivated and uninterrupted. So uninterruption is there, that should be the resolve, but at the same time there are allurements coming. How long one has to get allured? Lord Shiva is being taught this particular lesson, being the topmost of the devotees. Sometimes it so happens that he heard about Mohini Murti, and he was supposed to realize that potency. But at the same time, he did not get opportunity. Therefore, he heard and he desired to have darshan. So he was able to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he begged the Lord to show this form. Mohini Murti can bewilder demons and demigods alike. But by hook or crook, the demons were very, very much eager to capture. So that was the gross effect. And demigods virtually remained confirmed. They were also disturbed, but not that. But hearing this wonderful pastime, Lord Shiva was actually and the Purusha, first Purusha to become the progenitor after Brahma. And his nature is also been expressed that he was so much attracted by the form of Mohini Murti, which is specially shown to Lord Shiva, and the description is there. When Mohini Murti appeared amongst the other demigods and demons who were engaged in churning of the ocean, this form seems to be a little different, but more captivating. Even Lord Shiva can become mesmerized. Parvati is very beautiful, but Krishna is showing his internal potency more beautiful than the external potency. So Lord Shiva can also get trapped. And did Lord Shiva. And he was not ashamed that Parvati was also along with her. And they all went. But because he is the first Purusha and the first female is Parvati. So there may be some kind of little pride. It's the progenitor. Lord Shiva is the progenitor. But at the same time, he is also the destroyer. So how much pride would it be? So sometimes, by dint of our devotional service, we become proud. But material nature victimizes us. What to speak of the spiritual nature can also harass us. just to smash the ego, the false ego. Because the devotional service has to be uninterrupted, we cannot forget. It's not a natural thing that we can automatically do. But the modes are so much subtle and affecting, it also gives interruption. And we have to come about. From the gross level of faithful devotees who are undergoing the Varnashram system, they are obliged to perform their prescribed duties for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. That is the dharma. Right? And for them, Krishna asks, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in homage, whatever you give in charity or whatever austerity do you perform, just offer it to me. So the allurement is also there for some neophyte devotees. Sometimes we say, oh, it is all spiritual. Sometimes some people or some devotees are so much attracted by Mahaprasad only. Then can become victimized, like me. Can have diabetes. But the idea is that that under our conditions of the three modes of material nature, you know, the devotional service has to be uninterrupted and unmotivated, by which the self has to be satisfied. It means the Supreme Self has to be satisfied, and our satisfaction is the reflection of His satisfaction. Right? Atapam vidvija srishta varnashama vivagasa svanatisthasya dharmasya sansiddhim haritoshanam. So, that is the perfection while we are in conditioned state of life. We can become liberated internally, but not from the clutches of the three modes of material nature that we are encaged yet. We wait for the death to get liberated? No. Keep on engaging in devotional service and cultivate humility. So no false pride can enter into us. So if Krishna can bewilder Lord Shiva, what to speak of us? Have you desired to see Mohini Murti form? Come on, no. By reading itself, you will be agitated. Right? The description, right? And what to speak of, you know, when the form of a woman appears in front of us, and how much cautious that we each have to be respectfully keep a distance. So, it's not an exaggeration. But at the same time, we understand that if it disturbs our internal position, then how long the disturbance has to be there. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj in his childhood was chastised for his attraction for a mango. Right? He took a vow not to touch it again in his life. I'm an offender. That is the kind of humility we have to develop. It is too difficult, Prabhu. In today's world, you know, we are engaged in book distribution, we are engaged in preaching. We have to sometimes, you know, knowingly violate. And because we have been given a procedure that even after worshipping the deity, we beg offenses in our humility at the maximum. Aum agyanad atva agyanad ashubham yan maya kritam. Kshantum arsi. Please, please, forgive me. Dasoham iti mam matva. Matva means in the mind we have to put up that. Here no matva business between Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu in form of Mohini Murti. It's beyond all the physical states of in subtle mind, intelligence, and ego. If it is touching the ego, it has to be smashed. So Srila Prabhupada is telling that devotees should always remain anxious to get his false ego smashed. And that is the job of the spiritual master. That is the job of the spiritual master. Always to correct. Others may not. They may pamper according to time, place and circumstances, even though the activities are not of devotional nature. So, to fan false ego may be a political statement, but at the same time, we should understand that yes, person has been given a second opportunity, like a second life leash, in order to give him more chance of understanding and make a tangible progress in devotional service. There are so many varieties of situations thus occur. But when we see where are we and where is Lord Shiva? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trunada Pisunaiche Natarura Pishaishuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Oh my God, that is lifelong job. And how much can we achieve? Then we may progress in the next life further. So the idea is that we are so tiny, but our ego is so big than our size. We are so tiny, but our false ego is so big than our own size. As if the whole balloon is there around us, when it is going to burst, we should aim on that. Lord Krishna says here, my dear Lord Shiva, you have regained your position. That's good. So, as soon as we get something beyond our capacity to handle, we do not have to defend, but rather it's a humbling experience. That is also Krishna's plan for the devotee, to accept defeat in front of Maya. Maya is so strong. So strong, you can't imagine. For a little tiny soul, the mode of ignorance has captured. Here, the avatar of mode of ignorance is captured by the internal potency of Lord Krishna in the form of the woman. Requirement is that Lord Shiva is the first Purusha. He is always called Purusha. And Durga is Prakriti. And we are ending up Purushaha Prakriti Sthopi Bhunte Prakriti Jan Gunan కారణం గుణసంగస్య సదసద్యోని జన్మషు. పురుష ప్రకృతి. వెన్ వి కమ్ ఇన్ టు ది ఇఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఎ ఫాల్స్ పురుష అండ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ఉమెన్ యాజ్ అ ప్రకృతి, ద బొంగ్తే ప్రకృతి జాన్ గుణాన్, వి విల్ బి ఎండింగ్ అప్ యునో సో కాల్డ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ద మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మటీరియల్ నేచర్, బట్ ద సోల్ ఈస్ నాట్ సపోజ్ టు బి ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ఇట్. We are captivated by mode of passion and ignorance in marriage, not of mode of goodness anymore. So where is the possibility for such people to come out from the effect of the three modes and get liberated? Chanting of Hare Krishna will definitely help us to come above and rise above. But can you imagine, by this comparative example of Lord Shiva in our life, where are we? Where do we stand? So the idea is that purusha prakriti sthopi bhunkti prakriti jan guna. Actually, we are enjoying the modes of material nature, or our interactions are in the modes of material nature. The soul is not being affected at all, theoretically. But how much are we going to be affected, that depends upon how much ignorance and habitual conditioning that we have obtained from life after life. That is the worrisome part. So, karanam gunasangasya. Gunasanga, association with the modes of material nature. Sad asad yonishu janmashu. We are getting into repeated birth and death, whether in good yoni or bad yoni. Means, sometimes we become demigods and sometimes we become demons. But the soul has nothing to do with it. It should get established in its Swarupa Siddhi and Swarupa Lakshana. That is must. The other lakshans will come automatically. Pridelessness is targeted here. It should come, it should follow in 26 qualities of a devotee. They are tatastha lakshans, but they are essential. Mayavadis, impersonalists also cultivate this kind of tatastha lakshans, but they don't have the Swarupa Lakshana. Swarupa Lakshana is soul surrendered to Lord Krishna. Otherwise, as a devotee, Prabhupada says, if a Mayavadi sannyasi comes in front of you, offer respects. If he is known to you, pay your obeisances. A devotee is supposed to do that. It will be also a cultivation of humility in front of everybody. Because Maya is very strong. And Maya in the form of Mayavadi is also strong. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you can't stand, better get out from him. Don't listen to him. Because we will be immediately captivated by these modes. So, Rajogun is very, very captivating. And Lord Shiva is Mahadev, Shambhu, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. Is the greatest of all the devotees. And when Krishna's internal potency is harassing him, and he goes to his nature. That is immediate reaction. But the potentiality of Lord Shiva being the Mahadev is an appropriation in the set of the creative aspect. The demigods are tertiary creators, number three. But Brahma is secondary creator, and human being is the fourth creator. So for creation, Rajogun is required. Therefore, Brahma, the avatar of mode of passion, has been given the task. But ignorance is the result of too much entanglement in mode of passion. Because the source of mode of passion is also the source of ignorance. Allurement caused by the modes of passion and ignorance, they are the very breeding ground for miseries. We think we are agitated and therefore we must go for it. And just for flickering happiness, you get entangled in lifelong tribulation. Striyo punsan maithuni bhavam etat ataha ahur radaya granthi. It makes a tight knot within the heart. Means consciousness is already been captivated by this modes of passion. Atah griha kshetra apta vittaihi janasya mohoyam aham ameti. The whole material world is created by this. And Krishna says that, yehi sansparshaja bhoga dukkhayo nayayavate adyantavanta kaunte nate ramate shubhudha. The objects of sense gratifications are the very breeding ground for the miseries. So those who are intelligent, they should not indulge in them. They stay away. There was a question which was also similarly asked to Srila Prabhupada, but it comes like a joke. How everybody will become devotee like you and this, nothing, and there is the, how the world will run? Why do you worry? Prabhupada said, not everybody cannot become. There are already some who can continue the job, but you get out from it. Why do you worry for somebody else? What is after you? So the point is that we are having distracted opinions because of modes, mode of passion and ignorance. We can't find a reason other than that, yes, mohitam nabhijanati. The one who are already in the moha, nabhijanati, mame vyaparamam avyayam. Krishna is so much aloof from this. It is too difficult to imitate Krishna in the mode of passion. What to speak of ignorance? Better stick to Lord Ramchandra. Prabhupada said, if simply by listening Radha Krishna Leela, if we become agitated, better stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Prabhupada said 3 times heavily. Don't become fool. You have no entry. So in this way we can understand Srila Prabhupada says that this is the position of a devotee. A devotee should not be agitated under any circumstances, even in the worst reverses. If you are kicked out from your services, don't get away. Just stick to it. In Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 22nd verse is Yasmin sthito na dukkhena guruna api vichalyate. That is the position, akshara position, unshakable position, infallible position, that we are supposed to achieve. That is the aim of our life. Dvavimau purusho loke ksharas chakshara evacha kshara sarvani bhutani kutastho akshara uchyate. Kuta means is the cap of the mountain, the top of the mountain. Because it has so big broad base, there is no effect for the top. So that is the position. Our base of Krishna consciousness should be so big by all these experiences that the soul's position is on the top, because that is the, it will not be shakable. Krishna is aksharadapi chottamam. Atha lokeshu vedeshu janati purushottamam. He is purushottamam. But there are in material the 2 kinds of purusha, kshara and akshara. A devotee's position should be infallible. So in any circumstances, if you value Krishna consciousness to be so important in our life, never give up. By hell or high waters, they say. Never give up. So, Guru Nanapi Vichalyate. Guru means even the heaviest of the heavy calamities come, that akshara position will not be disturbed. It will not shake up. Let other things shake up. So this is the pridelessness. This pridelessness is possible only for the first class devotees, of whom Lord Shambhu is one. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Jai. Hare Krishna.
To achieve the topmost devotee, and normally topmost devotee is not disturbed by the maya or these illusory energy. And if such a topmost devotee is disturbed, then we think that, well, for such little people, we're disturbed is not a big issue, you know, because I mean, if Lord Shiva is disturbed, we're going to be disturbed too. I mean, how can a pure devotee be disturbed? What kind of example is that showing that is there any way of overcoming Maya?
Maya is of two different types. For those who are engrossed in the three modes of material nature, like, you know, all the living entities, Mahamaya captures and allures them. But Lord Shiva, being the pure devotee, internal potency is also subjugating such a pure devotee to remain in its natural position. But just to prove that, he can also be bewildered. Bewilderment is detrimental. Detrimental. It's not a very happy thing. It should be a humbling experience. So a pure devotee doesn't mean he is equal to Lord Krishna. The demigods, sometimes they get the effect of this Maya, thinking that they are the Lord and Master. Indra, he was thinking like that. Brahma, he was thinking like that. So that those false egos, Krishna smashed too. Aren't they supposed to be of high grade devotees? Therefore, Srila Prabhupada read, amongst the first class devotees whom Lord Shambhu is one, he is the topmost, that's fine. But that is the degree of, you know, bewilderment. Mother Yashoda was also bewildered. But there Krishna's relationship with Mother Yashoda was of love. Parental love. And that is very pure, and Krishna wanted to enjoy, not to get disturbed. Therefore he decided to put her back into Yogamaya, so she can forget. Krishna, and you didn't eat dirt. So, Krishna shows that bewildering potency to topmost devotees in Yogamaya. That's good. It is part of what we call his leela, to be understood. But when we are under the trapping of the three modes of material nature and get, that is different. That is a low grade, you know. This is not coming under devotional service. We have to become aloof from it. Both the bewilderments are on a different level. But bewilderment is there. Hare Krishna. You have a question? Please. There's a question out there. Yes.
What if ego is getting smashed by not the spiritual master but through a devotee? How can you deal with that situation?
Now, the spiritual master has a business to smash the false ego of a devotee. That's what I said. It means, where will we get our false ego be smashed? Prabhupada had that capability. Simply by looking at your eyes, you will be melted down. Is it not? We hear this kind of thing. That is his spiritual penetration. Through the eyes, and you will start shaking up. That's the kind of expression is that. Lord Shiva cannot be victimized by Maya. Therefore it is to be understood that Lord Shiva was being thus harassed by Lord Vishnu's internal potency. That's correct. Is it not? That is in Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto 12th chapter 31st verse we have. Cannot be victimized by Mahamaya. He is the husband of Mahamaya. But have you seen sometimes in Chandika form she is riding on or standing on Lord Shiva's body? She thinks sometimes, yes, she has more frequency of thinking that she is the Supreme. Radharani never thinks like that. That's the difference. You know, when Chitraketu was being cursed by Parvati, Lord Shiva said, Parvati, don't curse. He is a devotee. He is a devotee. Don't curse. So that curse of Yogamaya, it's Mahamaya. And therefore, Chitraketu came right in front of her and said, my dear mother, you are right in your position, but I am right in my position. I am not afraid of your curse. Whether you will make me a demon like Vritrasura, I don't care. I will remember the Lord in any condition. That is the example. Why Lord Shiva told her not to curse him, Chitraketu? So, Mahamaya acts differently, but it is a bewildering potency to those who are in her modes, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. But on the spiritual level, bewilderment will be still there. But that is of Yogamaya. Yogamaya is also bewildering potency. Who is the custodian of Yogamaya? In Vrindavan. Who is personification of Yogamaya? Purnamasi. She was controlling each and every aspect of Krishna Leela. Vrindadevi's assistant makes certain things. But such bewilderment is so relishable by the gopis. They are relishable. But those who are eternally liberated souls who are acting, they never leave Vrindavan even. Just like Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Eternally liberated. What is the difference between Maya and internal potency of Vishnu? Well, he has both the potencies. Atma Maya. Atma Maya means Krishna's own desires and all the energies act according to Lord Krishna's desire. He is the Supreme Lord. Nachatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate, nachata samasam abhi adhikacha drashyate. That's why he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has no function to do himself. There is no cause of him. He is the cause of everything. This is an unparalleled position. And parasha shaktir vividhiya suryate. This supreme's energies are acting so variegatedly in manifesting in jnana bala kriya. The knowledge is also his internal potency. Realization comes through his internal potency, not from external potency. How can we even dragged away in the flow of inundation of love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Just jump in? Yes. But then go along with the flow. This is Krishna conscious movement. Krishna consciousness is so powerful because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu benedicted it. As the flood of love is taking all over the world. That is the internal potency. So we always keep this distinction in our mind, our learning, and just we should make progress. So thank you very much, our glorious Srila Prabhupada.